My name is Monica Gleiberman, and you're listening to Silence on Set podcast. On today's podcast, we have Colin Donnell talking about his latest show on Peacock called Irreverent. The show is about a Chicago criminal who messes up a heist of a lifetime and is forced to hide out in a small reef town in far North Queensland and pose as a church reverend. So to talk about all of the hijinks that fans can expect, here is Colin Donnell. What intrigued you into playing this character? And then also, do you find that as time goes on, he almost has like a moral kind of like struggle within himself whether to leave or stay?
Great questions. The first one is really easy. You know, when I first read the scripts, I just had a sense that I knew who this guy was. And it wasn't just because he was from Chicago, which I seem to have a connection to no matter what I do. But it was, you know, there was so much humor to the script and it was balanced out by all the action that was going on. But really what I loved first and foremost was that it was all anchored by this big giant heart. It was a guy who, you know, thrown into the most precarious and odd situations that somebody could possibly imagine, but all these relationships that start to form around him can't help but change him in a big way and also, you know, reveal things to himself that he never would have imagined. And that is when you start looking at a script and you think about playing a character, that's the most exciting thing that you could possibly see on a page, is a character that is completely different when we leave him than when we first met him. And to your second question, I think, yes. I mean, that's the simplest answer. I think he has so many complicated feelings at the end of our first season. You know, he's grown to love this community. He has sort of, you know, against all odds and against any inclination that he had when he first landed there, it's because of this beautiful community that has surrounded him and had expectations for him. And whether or not he's fallen down on those expectations time and time again, as he does, he's somehow managed to form these bonds with these people, and especially Daisy and Piper and Peter sort of begrudgingly. You know, they can't help but have a major impact on who he is at the core of himself. And I think that's really the beauty of our show, is that we see it is a story about those relationships and a story about community and how community builds you up and makes you better and challenges you in every way, shape, and form. And, you know, we get to see Max sort of struggle with all of that through the whole series.
You know, was it hard for you in terms of creating connections? Because the person, and I'll put this out after, obviously, but the one that steals your money, right? So you have, you know, the two of you kind of like swapping a little bit, but then you kind of become friends or a little slightly codependent because you need his help. He kind of needs your help. So what was that like as an actor? Like, how do you prepare to try to show that makes sense? Because it works.
It was such a fun relationship to play. And when you have somebody like PJ Byrne playing opposite you, it makes it a lot easier because he's such a brilliant actor and he's got so many fresh, fun ideas of what things can be in a million different ways that you can get into a scene. But he's also such a brilliant person outside of work and off camera. It was almost harder to be antagonistic towards him at the beginning like we are. But it's so fun. Like those guys, and you really laid it out beautifully, they have such a contentious relationship to begin with because of what's happened between them when we first see them. And then we quickly realize that neither one of them can really survive their own situations without each other. And you have this codependency, this friendship develop out of like a fierce hatred for each other almost. And it's fun because that sort of, when you see those things kind of bubbling up to what they will become, and when you have two people that don't want to be a part of each other's lives keep getting forced back into them, it's fun to see some kind of relationship develop, whatever whatever it ends up being.
I just love it. And what I really love too is another thing that you did, which I think is very hard for an actor. You know, they always say comedy is super hard, right? I think everything's hard in terms of acting. But you know, we start off and he's like James Bond and suave, and he's a great talker and he's able to kind of maneuver things, which I think helps this community in particular. But what's interesting is the dichotomy between how we kind of see him as like, you know, this rolling guy getting shot at and all these things, to a guy that is just trying to help a community and using those talents in a different way. And funny. I mean, like, I was laughing out loud. Funny. A lot of the stuff that you're saying, especially because it's supposed to be in Australia with their responses, and you're like, what? Was that a yes or no? What? And we're confused, like, as Americans, right? Or, like, as viewers that are watching. So we're just laughing with you and doing all that. So for you, was it hard to balance? I mean, it looks effortless to me. But for you, was it hard to balance that kind of suave look with also the comedy aspect of it?
You know, it was the fun of the show, and the fun of shooting it was to be able to have the freedom, the license to really go far and sort of go all the way with the zany, like, sort of absurd comedy of it all. But you know, we tried as much as we could to never have it. There was never a joke for the sake of being a joke. It was all grounded in reality in some way. But really, you know, it's a credit to both Jonathan Teplitsky and Lucy Gaffey and Patty McCray and Andrew Knight and all those guys. They wrote such funny scripts and then gave us the freedom to really, you know, go as far as we could with it. And then you have that balance of a show that is so full of heart that, you know, I like to say that Mac is anything he needs to be to any person he's in front of in any given situation that he finds himself in. And that was sort of the real joy of playing this character, was saying, all right, I'm in this scene with this person, who is he now? And fully committing to being what he had to be for whatever situation that he was in. And sometimes it changed from scene to scene. Sometimes it changed from episode to episode. Sometimes it changed from moment to moment within one scene. And it was fun to, you know, take a character to those extremes in quick succession and see if it would all work.
You just make it look so effortlessly. Like, I like watching, I'm like, oh my God, like, this must have been so hard, because you're like serious and then joking and then serious, and then it's just funny and he doesn't know what to do and he's trying to, like, you know, keep up with everything. And but it just looks so seamless. And then by the time we start kind of going, what's going on, we're in love with everybody that's there. I think shows like this could be maybe like corny or come off just too campy or funny. It just doesn't. There's just so much, and I think what you're saying, there's so much heart and love that it just doesn't. Well, up so sincere and lovely.
Thank you. I mean, it's a huge credit to the company that I was surrounded by. I mean, and I'm not just talking about our cast, who was so brilliant. I mean, Kylie and Tegan and PJ and Ed and Wayne Blair, and like the whole cast top to bottom was so great to work with. And I worked closely with all of them, which was amazing. You know, being there every day and getting to really work with all these people was so fantastic. But then I have to extend it out to the entire crew that we worked with, and our directors and our writers and our producers. They just really, we had such a joy making the show. We were all in this little bubble when we were in the tropics up north, in the far north of Queensland and Mission Beach, which is such a beautiful setting. And the community there welcomed us so brilliantly. And then when we were down south in southeast Queensland, it was the same. We had so much fun and we poured so much into making it that I think the thing that we hope audiences get is that same amount of joy watching it as we had making it.
What would you hope fans, to kind of add on to what you were saying, what they would get out of this season?
It is a wild ride that we're taking them on, and I hope they fully come on board with us. I hope they laugh. I hope they're excited by all the action that happens. I hope they fall in love with all these characters and really are empathetic with their struggles and see themselves in, you know, weird ways and with all these wild people that we meet along the way. I hope they fall in love with this community that we've created within Clump. And they want to see more out of it.
So I want to thank you so much. And I also want to thank you too for the album that you put out with Patty. I got a million people messaging me how much they love it and their favorite songs and all of that. So I do want to like plug that because that was awesome. That was so great.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm hoping that people really love it and listen to it. And we really loved making it. So I can't wait.
Hope you guys enjoyed listening to Colin Donnell talk about his upcoming show, Irreverent. All of the episodes will be available streaming on Peacock November 30th, so make sure you go and check it out. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you're updated on all of our latest podcasts. And head over to our YouTube channel, hit subscribe, so you're updated on all of our video content.